You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Rattle off. Every line is filled.
Jam-packed.
So, line one, Josh tells us that your name is pronounced Shasta. Is that correct?
Shasta, yes.
Shasta. Okay.
Yes.
Welcome to the show. What are you up to today?
Just working today.
Okay. Doing what? What do you do?
I work at an orthodontic office.
Okay. All right.
How much are braces running these days on average?
Well, it's pretty expensive. It all varies.
Depends on how 5, bad 000, your teeth 6, are,
6,000, 7,000. Am I in the ballpark?
About 6,000, 6 to 7. Depends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jeremy, you going to have to do that with your kids?
Maybe. We're not 100% sure yet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, bring him in. Highlands Ranch Orthodontics.
Well, look at that plug.
$5,000 right there.
Better do some more braces today.
That's right. Yeah.
They don't have to do. They just, yeah, well, it's better double up, I guess.
Yeah, double up.
Shasta, let's play a little rattle off. Are you ready to try?
I'd love to. So excited.
Let's do it.
All right. 10 seconds. We're looking for five. This one's too easy, but it's the first one that's coming up.
Well, switch it up then. Do a different one.
No, let's do it.
Just scratch that one out.
No.
That's what you get for throwing three plugs out.
I know. Well, that's true.
That's what you get for your overpriced braces.
Hey, I'm on the clock right now, right? So.
Sounds like you're on the phone.
Is somebody? Are you on the phone to a radio station? If somebody's laying there with their mouth open right now.
Ma'am.
Can you
talk in here and finish this right
ma'am.
Now?
Ma'am. Got the little sucker there. Just
exactly.
You know, I think the sucker thing, let's just all admit, is way better than the old days of having to rinse and spit into that
fish.
Little
I love
thing.
The sucker.
So gross. So
hey,
gross.
When you guys shut down for the night, do you have little sucker fights and stuff in there? Chase each other around?
No, but it sounds fun. We do shoot water at occasion.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could probably give each other like little tiny hickeys or something with the sucker, you know. Get them all over your neck.
The real question is, how often do you play around with the nitrous?
We don't have that here, unfortunately.
No?
Why not?
No. Is that old school?
No, that's more of a dental office, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we do braces, so we don't have to numb anybody up or put anybody under, so.
Not at all, huh?
That's no fun.
No, not at all.
I love being numbed up.
Well, then you ought to just get the nitrous just for yourselves, then.
Right? Sounds like fun.
And then you'd be there'd be a lot of water squirting going on then, probably,
exactly.
And giggling the whole time.
Right?
Well, look, I always say, you know, these are already down. It just depends really where we leave off the day before. So this one, Shasta, is a little easy. If you don't get this one, oh, the shame upon your dental office.
How embarrassing.
Oh, no, the pressure's on.
Mm-hmm. 10 seconds. We need five U.S. states with two words in their name. So Colorado won't count. Five U.S. states with two words. Ready and go.
Oh my goodness. North Carolina, South Carolina. Oh my goodness, the shame is happening right now.
This is so embarrassing.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is so
the
embarrassing.
Dakotas, New York, New Jersey, New Mexico, New Hampshire, all the news.
So
oh,
many.
Oh, my goodness. I forgot the news. I just went, you know, it's when the pressure's on, you go blank.
You freeze up.
That's
you freeze
true.
Up.
It does happen.
That's a bummer.
Listen, don't beat yourself up. We had a blast talking with you, so thank you for listening and for calling.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye.
Let me ask you something. Before you hang up, are we turned on there in your office?
You are always on at our office.
So is there somebody sitting in a chair right now?
There's not somebody sitting in a chair right now.
Oh, because we were going to give them a little special shout-out.
Is your boss there?
She is not here today.
Give her a shout-out. But
they're just goofing off.
It's just
all
you
day.
Sitting there doing nothing.
It's just me today. Just me today.
That's fantastic.
Go put some braces on yourself then. Go do something.
Bye, boys. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye, Shasta. Thanks for being on the show. She's just got the office to herself. No wonder she's calling
us. I like her.
Oh, boy. Hello, Michelle. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. This is my first time calling, and I actually got through.
Here you are.
You did, and you have a chance to win a prize, hang out with your boys. This is a good day.
You're super excited, huh?
I am so excited. I love you guys. I listen to you guys every morning.
Be careful. A lot of our first-timers tend to piddle their pants, so.
I know. I'm already, like, my
cross heart your is legs.
Open.
Cross your legs a little.
Yeah.
No piddle.
Yeah, we need this to be a piddle-free zone right now.
Yep. I know. Hopefully mine's easy.
Hopefully. Michelle, what do you do for a living?
You guys do hard ones.
I know. Sometimes. Yeah, we do. But you never know. You never know.
I know.
What do you do for a paycheck?
I'm a stay-at-home mom, so.
How many?
Hardest job of all.
Right. Yeah, I have 4 boys, so.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you're going insane.
Lord almighty.
Wow. Yeah.
What's the age range?
4 is my youngest, and then I have 11, 14, and 19.
What do they all want for Christmas?
Too much stuff.
Yeah.
You almost said it.
Easy.
She was right on the verge. Too much
stuff.
Yeah. The 4-year-old's pretty easy. He's like, you know, just basic stuff. So I'm like, I'll get him all day. The other ones are like, gosh.
You can get that 4-year-old like a rock.
I would, and I could wrap a banana, and he'd be happy.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah, that's a little game we play. Listen, you ready to play Rattle Off?
I hope so.
All right, calm down. Take a breath.
Let me tell you something. Okay. If you've got 4 boys in that age range, this might be pretty easy for you, too. I don't know. 10 seconds. What we're looking for are 5 brands of peanut butter.
Oh.
5 different brands, not types, but brands of peanut butter. Ready and go.
Jif, Skippy, Jif, Skippy.
No.
Still make Peter Pan?
Peter Pan, they sure
there's a couple organic ones that I forgot about, and yeah.
I think you can just say Kirkland and Kroger, too, if you want.
You'd be done.
Done.
Yeah. I should know that one, because that's you know, they eat that all the time.
Yeah. Darn it.
I live on peanut butter. Michelle, I'm glad you called, and thank you for listening for so long. I hope you have a great day.
Yep. Have a good holiday.
Okay, thank you, guys. Have a great morning.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
2 easy ones. My goodness.
Well, you never know. You never know.
You never know.
Hello, John. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you guys doing?
Very good, sir. Very good.
It's a good day. What do you do for a living?
Right now, I'm delivering Christmas presents.
You're delivering
the presents. Okay.
Yes.
He's Santa.
Santa Claus.
Well, that's cool.
Very good. Hold that phone right up to your mouth so we can hear you loud and clear, okay?
All right. Is that better?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's a little better. You ready to try this game?
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Why not? Yeah.
Hey, why not?
Got nothing else to do.
Here's one that we tried a few days ago. Couldn't get a winner. We're bringing it back. 10 seconds, John.
Uh-oh.
No, I think it's easy.
You'll be fine. You're Santa.
I think it's easy.
All right.
It's a movie. You like movies?
Oh, Lordy. No. But
no.
I like movies,
you don't like movies. That's funny.
But we'll find
Jeremy,
out.
In your life, have you ever met somebody who said, I hate movies?
Yeah, just John.
I love movies. I just don't know the name.
You don't know the names.
Well, this is going to be tough.
As soon
then.
As you see one, you forget all about it, huh?
Try it anyway. 10 seconds. 5 movies that have Bill Murray in them. 5 movies with Bill Murray. You only got 40-something years to work with here. Ready and go.
Caddyshack. I'm done.
He's done.
Caddyshack and done.
I'll do a blank.
Well, you picked a good one. That's a good movie.
Well,
it's a classic.
Listen, I'm glad you called. Thank you for listening, and be safe delivering those presents. Okay, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye, John.
Bye, bye.
Good guy. Bad at movies.
Hi, Vanessa. Good morning.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey. What do you do?
I do coding for a health insurance company.
Hmm. Not sure what that means exactly, but that's all right.
So you put in like the codes, like if somebody snaps a leg or something.
Yes.
That's an L2, exactly. I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She's on a keyboard all day.
Yeah, so do you see like the cost?
I'm on a computer all day.
Do you see the cost of what some of this stuff is costing people?
Yeah, it's expensive.
What's some of the like really expensive things that you're seeing?
Well, you know, usually the maternity claims and you know, when people are in the hospital, those are usually the biggies.
All right.
Well, let's play some rattle off. We're desperate for a winner. Can you help us here?
I sure hope so.
All right. 10 seconds. We tried this one the other day, too. 5 animals that have either antlers or horns. 5 animals that you would find with either antlers or horns. Ready?
Okay.
And go.
Deer, rhino, alpaca, elk.
Time's up.
Just throwing a moose at the very end, you would have been done. Oh.
Do alpacas have horns?
Like, let's say they do. I don't know.
I don't think they do.
Okay, then the moose wouldn't have helped.
No, alpacas don't have horns.
Oh, Vanessa, you made us laugh today. Thank you for taking the time, and thank you for listening to the show.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. I don't know. Alpacas
you see
don't
at the
have
stock
anything.
Show
they don't
every
even
year.
Have little nubs.
They
or
just
anything?
Got little little you know floppy ears, and they spit at you. They're like a llama.
Are you Tanya or Tanya?
Tanya.
Tanya, welcome to the show. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks, you guys. You're funny.
Duh.
You're funny. What do you do for a living?
I am the CEO of my household.
There you go.
That's good. Yeah. Again,
how many little people you got running around?
I've got 2 with 2 legs and 2 with 4 legs.
You got a full house then.
Oh, fair enough. Fair
That's great.
Enough.
What's for dinner tonight?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Whatever's in the fridge.
Come on.
Kind of failing as the CEO.
It's part of the gig.
Like
that's true.
Man, just do spaghetti. Make it a spaghetti night. Easy.
That's a good one.
Easy.
It's always good in my house.
That's
yeah.
Right. Hey, you got to win. You're the last one. Otherwise, we're gonna move it all to tomorrow.
Yeah, we're gonna need you to win this, or there's no winner today. All right.
Okay.
Give her the states with 2 names.
I can't do that.
Says who?
Really? All right.
I mean, we've
5 states
with
2 names. Ready and go.
New York, New Mexico, New Hampshire, New Jersey, North Carolina, South Carolina. I could keep going.
Nah.
That's all right.
Hey!
I'll wrap it up. Listen, we needed to have a winner.
We needed a winner.
Who's mad at us. We were out of time and out of contestants. What are we going to do?
Y'all had plenty of chances, too. So
Tanya had to wait her turn. All those other people could have taken her prize, but they did not. Yeah, you got it. You're the champ.
Good job.
Yay. Yeah.
Enjoy that sketty.
Yeah.
Yes. Stand by. Josh will come back. He'll chat with you about that prize, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening.
All right, man.
Well, okay.
Right. Yeah, don't email us. Come on.
No, don't do that.
We're in the holiday giving spirit.